Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom and good evening and welcome. We are
Rabbi Gary Mazo tells his congregation this won't be their usual Shabbat service. Tonight, a handful of the band's founding members, who now live across the country, are back.
This is always where we turn things over to the band.
Most synagogues don't have their own band, but he says that's not the only thing unique about the group.
Tim, who's the drummer, grew up in this congregation, and he was in my confirmation class. He had his bar mitzvah here. But Josh and Eric and Aaron, they're not Jewish.
Most of them aren't Jewish, but Rabbi Mazo says they've become an institution at his congregation.
When the band is playing, that's when most of our people show up. There's kind of something magical that happens when you take ancient liturgical prayers and apply what they do musically to it. It just really makes it more accessible.
Where does the magic come from? The band pulls from a range of genres.
Contemporary Christian music, Beatles and Bob Dylan and Rolling Stones and so on.
The Dire Straits, I love James Taylor, some of those folk singers.
Josh Reedford was first in the band to get involved with music at the synagogue. He took an Intro to Judaism class at the University of Evansville, and his professor, who was rabbi at the time, invited Josh to services. Josh quickly found himself immersed in the congregation.
I met with the music director one afternoon, and he ran through all the music with me in a couple hours, and then he called me up the next day and he said, "Hey, we're all quitting, you're in charge now."
Eric Lund came on board shortly after.
I really only started to do this because there was free food after services.
His candor prompts some honesty from Josh.
If we're doing true confessions here, the only reason I kept coming back is I had a crush on the girl that was singing.
And then Josh's brother Aaron joined in.
I came back because I liked doing the music.
Eric says it took some time for him to learn a new tradition.
There's a language that you have to get an idea of what it means and what its history is and what its purpose is for within the context of the service.
But he got the hang of it. All three are trained musicians, and each has been, or is currently, the music director at the synagogue. Tim Gold hasn't been music director.
If we keep with this pattern, it looks like you're next, Tim.
But he does play drums in the band. He says he grew up with it.
Josh actually performed at my bar mitzvah. He would teach me the songs when I was like 13. He saw me pretty much grow up. I just kind of learned the music, and so it just kind of became a natural progression.
A band played at the Shabbat Rock service for years, but the guys say Keep a Groovin' really took off when Rabbi Mazo joined the synagogue in 2013. Eric says their album, Peace and Mercy, seemed like the obvious thing to do.
Once we actually had a band, we actually had a band name. It was just one of those, well, what's the next step? Well, we got to make an album.
The songs are adaptations of common Jewish prayers, and the order follows the order of prayers at a Shabbat service. Josh says his time working at a Catholic church throughout high school and college may have influenced his approach to writing music.
I wanted to write songs that would have a nice melody but be easy for congregations to pick up on.
Aaron has also worked at a church. One of his first jobs out of college was playing the piano in a gospel choir.
I went into that job with my degree thinking, oh, I'm a great pianist because I have a degree in piano. And I realized that there are kinds of music that I know nothing about, and I had to learn how to play gospel style for that job.
It's that gospel sound that influenced their adaptation of the Shema, a short prayer that's central in Jewish liturgy.
The Shema came out of me just fiddling. What's one of my favorite things to do is fiddle around on the piano and just like this sort of gospel riff type of style.
They continue to write songs. Most of the band no longer lives in the Evansville area, but when they're back together, they say the music flows. For WNIN News, I'm Isaiah Seibert.